Welcome back to Glacier Bear Basketball. We're here in Wrangell. We've got all kinds of basketball going here. The JV game finished up. It was tight, 90-29-25. And now we've got the this varsity game going here at 18-15. Glacier Bears actually leading most of the first half of play here, and then Wrangell come back strong and was able to pick up a few points there and actually take the lead now 18-15. And Alicia talked about the fact that the first lead came along there for the Wolves as the Glacier Bears started out pretty warm to start with. All right, Glacier Bears are going to have the basketball first here when they start out here, and they'll be going to my right. Bailey Swinton's in the ballgame, so we have Swinton, Taylor, Cowart. We have Larson in there, and we also have Zanow in there for the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears with the ball. They come out to Cowart at the top. She'll take the dribble. Man-to-man defense by the Wolves. They come out and put a lot of pressure on by Swinton. Swinton over on the left-hand side, drives down lane, puts up the shot off the back of the iron. No rebound fought for underneath, and Taylor's going to come away with it as it bounces out. She'll come back to Swinton again, back to Taylor. Once the lane, puts up the shot, forces it, doesn't go, rebound. Comes out of the hands of Zanow. She puts it up, no rebound down. And now she's immediately tied up as the come-away Flores came down with the ball, and Zanow grabbed a hold of it. It's going to be Wolves' ball as they'll bring it up. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. They go to Bean. Bean's across the half-court line, all the way across. Going to be sold away by Swinton on that long cross-court pass. Swinton just picked it off easy. Now the ball's turned over by Taylor, and Jensen will come away with it, and she's out. Leaps all the way down to Flores, who's all alone, up and in. That one rolled around. I didn't know if it was going to stay, and that's Flores' first 2 points of the ball game. She had four last night, so she got a nice breakaway lay-in on that one at the seven-minute mark of the third quarter. Wrangell leads by 5, 20-15. Long cross-court pass to Swinton. Stops, puts up the jumper, free throw line, nothing but air, goes almost out of bounds into the hands of Larson, who was kind of standing there, and the ball kind of hit her in the hands. She wasn't expecting to be there. Unfortunately, the ball then went out of bounds, so the ball goes back for the Wrangell Wolves. Jensen will bring it across the half-court line. Wolves lead by five. Jensen will set it up 2-3 zone defense. They'll go left-hand side to Ward. Looks inside, can't do anything. Come back to Jensen again. She'll reverse it around to Bean at the top. They go across the court to Campbell, who checked into the ball game. Now they go across again to Ward. It's going to go out of bounds. I'm not sure why Bean passed it over there. There was no chance that anybody would even get it. She bypassed Jensen and tried for that long pass and goes out of bounds. Glacier Bear's going to end up with the ball.
I think she just wasn't paying attention to where her teammates were.
20-15. Glacier Bears with the basketball. Down by five. Goes to Swinton. Wants the free throw line. Doesn't get it. Bean puts a little pressure on, so she has to give the ball back. Now they go to Larson. Puts it up. And in. Larson got nice inside position. That's her first 2 points of the ball game. She had two last night. Glacier Bears cut into that lead. Jensen quickly down. Over to Flores. Puts it up off the front of the goal. Iron. No rebound. Down in the hands of Swinton. Glacier Bear can come down with the basketball now. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Swinton takes the dribble, keeps it going, wants the baseline, puts it up a little bit long, rebound down to Cowart. She puts it up, still doesn't go, fight for underneath, rebound down to Zanow. She tries to put the ball up, but Flores comes away with it, and she'll quickly come down, or Bean comes away with it, and she quickly comes down the right hand. It's a long down, cross-court pass, I don't know what for, and again, she turns the ball back over. Rebound out into the Glacier Bears' hands, three-pointer on the way, off the front of the iron, no rebound down by Larson, but it's tapped out of bounds, and we're going to have substitutions here and coming into the ball game here in just a moment. And it looks like McKay's going to come in, and Bean's going to come out. I'm sure Coach is going to talk to her about a couple of opportunities there that she gave away. Goes back into Cowart. Cowart's underneath, loses the ball. However, McKay puts her hand up, back out, and goes to Zanow, over to Swinton. Takes a couple dribbles to the right-hand side. There's going to be three in the key on the Glacier Bears as Swinton goes down. One of the things Swinton really is going to have to work on in the offseason a little bit, I think, is she always goes right. I mean, she'll fake left, and she'll come back right, so she's going to have to learn to go a little bit more to the left because the defenses are starting to pick that up, and actually Bean's been charging or guarding her, but, of course, she won't be now because she's out of the game, but if they just put a little more pressure, they're going to force her to come out farther and farther and farther, and she's not going to be able to get that shot. And maybe Coach is going to talk about that a little bit here She picks up on that. For the Glacier Bears, on the other hand, though, you know, they've only been able to pick up that one basket and also one basket for Wrangell, so really nothing's changed as far as the score goes at halftime. But a number of shots by both teams, and still no fouls being called yet here in this second half of play, but there's been, we don't keep track of the number of shots put up, but there's been a lot of them.
Right, yeah, and you did touch on, you know, no fouls so far, and that's definitely something that didn't come into play. Last night, Swinton fouled out with a couple minutes left in the game, so definitely, you know, with close games like these are, you can't afford to get into foul trouble. And
okay, the Glacier Bears drop back into their 2-3 zone defense, and Jensen will bring it. She goes left-hand side to McKay, holds the ball high overhead, looking inside for Flores, not there. Dribbling down the court. Looks like it, you know, wasn't able to hang on to it, however. Campbell. And ball comes back in the hands of Jensen. She'll take the drive to the hoop. Wants to put up the shot. Doesn't go. There's going to be a whistle on it. Campbell's kind of struggling with it a little bit, the pressure right now, I think, of what the Glacier Bears. So there's going to be a foul, and the foul's on number 15, Flores. That'll be her fourth personal foul. So I suspect, well, coach hasn't set anybody up there yet. All right, Swinton goes right inside to Zanow, takes stops, reverses back to Swinton again, looks at the hoop, just beyond the three-point arc, takes a dribble left, puts up the shot, off the iron, no rebound, fought for underneath, McKay steps in and takes it. She doesn't have numbers, she works the right-hand side, now she'll bring the ball back out to Jensen. Jensen on the dribble, goes right-hand side to McKay, looks inside, can't find anybody, back out to Jensen, and they'll hold the ball way out, 4:23 to go here in the third quarter. Wolves with a three-point lead, 20-17. Back to Campbell, all the way to Jensen. She'll fire up the shot off the side of the iron, rebound down to Ward, up and in. Caroline just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and that ball fell into her hands, and
right.
She just put up a little two-footer and got it to go. Swinton with the shot down off the side of the iron, no rebound down to Flores. She takes the dribble, gives it up. Now she'll go to Campbell. Campbell will bring it up. She brings it over to the right-hand side, reverses it back around, gets it in the hands of Jensen. Runs back to Campbell, almost knocked away by Taylor. Taylor's still fighting for the basketball, still no control over it. Ball's going to go off of somebody, and it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball here, as both girls were really struggling to get control of that basketball. Looks like Taylor Keith was going to be coming into the ball game now. Flores is going to come out with those four fouls.
Yeah. Look on Campbell's face says that she knows she kind of lost control of that one and made a mess. So,
all right, Coward out the top for the Glacier Bears, reverses back around to Swinton. She looks at the hoop, takes a couple dribbles left, goes back right, puts up the shot, in and out, no. Again, the rebound comes back down, still no control on it, and still nobody with the basketball. Now we're going to tie it up on the floor, and it's going to be Glacier Bear ball possession, arrow in their favor. 3:27 to go here. This quarter's zipping right along here. 22-17, five-point lead by the Wolves. Look at Swinton all alone. Nobody picks her up. She could have taken a shot, but she'll dribble inside, puts it up a little bit short, and rebound comes back down in the hands of Ward for the Wolves, and she gets it over to Jensen. He'll bring it up on the left-hand side. Looking inside for Teat. Not there, however, so Jensen will bring the dribble alive. Goes right-hand side to McKay. McKay way out beyond the three-point arc. Glacier Bears still sagging back in the 2-3 zone defense. McKay comes over to the right-hand side on the dribble. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. McKay still dribbling. Taylor comes out, puts a little pressure on over to Jensen. They've moved to that right-hand side. Now they come back out. Jensen goes back and forth. Stops, puts up the shot. Too hard off the glass. Rebound down to Swinton. Swinton's on the dribble. Teat comes over and is going to be whistled for the foul. There's no way that she's going to stop her. She should have never even tried for that one, but she just wanted to get there, but it just didn't happen. So that's the second team foul on the Wrangell Wolves now. No fouls on the Glacier Bears in this quarter. Comes back down to Coward. Coward takes the dribble. Goes right-hand side to Larson. Larson goes down. Stoss puts up the shot. Going to be a foul on it. So Larson did the right thing. She had that lane down the right-hand side. Foul's going to be on 2-5 Caroline Ward. That'll be her second personal foul. And looks like Bean's coming up off the bench now. See when she checks into the ball game here. All right. Larson's at the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far. This one's off to the right-hand side. Doesn't go. Glacier Bears continuing to struggle from that free throw line as They've had 6-9 misses so far tonight. Ward will come out of the ball game as we anticipated. Bean will step in. Janae gets another chance. This one's on its way, and this one is off the back of the glass and in. We don't care how it goes in, as long as it goes in, and that's her third point. Cuts into that lead. 4-point lead by the Wolves. They have the basketball, however. Right inside to Campbell. Campbell goes down to McKay, who can barely gets control of it, but she does. They back to Teat. Shots on its way. In and out. No rebound. Fought for. Teat comes away with it. She puts it up and in. So Kaylee stayed with it and got that hoop. She got her own rebound and fought it right back up there and was able to lay it up and in and extend the lead 24-18. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Now another whistle, and it's going to be on, well, let's see. The official went away from it. It's on number two, so that's going to be Jensen. That'll be her second personal foul. Back out to Cowart. Wants to go right-hand side. Does. Goes to Swinton on the baseline. She wanted the baseline. Now there's going to be a block on Bean. So Taylor Bean picks up her third personal foul. The Wolves are getting themselves into big-time foul trouble here.
Five team fouls versus no fouls for Glacier.
There's Cowart underneath. She missed the easy little bunny. Fight for it underneath. Going to be knocked out of bounds, and it goes to the Wolves. Oh, I'm sure they'd like to have that one back because there wasn't anybody there, and she just put it up and hit the bottom of the rim and then went out of bounds off of one of the Glacier Bears. So the Wolves are going to end up with the basketball, leading 24-18. Over to Bean, right-hand side. Goes to Teat, looking, tries to go into McKay. McKay's going to come back out to Campbell. Campbell's on the dribble out there. She goes right-hand side to Teat. Wanted to go inside with it. The Bean didn't get it, however. They come back out to Jensen. She dribbles left-hand, stops, kicks the ball back to McKay. McKay steps up inside. The ball's going to be checked and out of bounds by Swinton. So Glacier Bears not able to get the basketball back. Gross comes into the ball game. Cowart's going to take a quick seat. Bean will inbound left-hand side for the Wolves at 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. They lead 24-18. Back out to Jensen. Stops. Kicks the ball to McKay. Takes the left-handed dribble. Puts up the shot. It's going to draw the foul, however. 2-4, and that'll be Taylor. That's her fourth personal foul, so she's definitely going to have to come out of the basketball game. Wing's going to come into the ball game. Partially the reason that the Wolves are having trouble with it here is they're getting two girls in the same space, and there just isn't any room for any of the girls to work in there. And I know Marcia McKay tried to go down there, but there wasn't any place for her to go. Fortunately, she got bailed out on the foul. McKay at the free throw line. This one's on its way off the side of the iron. No, so McKay continues to struggle a bit. She's got 4-for-9 from the free throw line. 1:24 to go here in the third quarter. 24-18. Marcia with the ball, taking it bounce a couple times. Shots up on its way. It rolls around off the side, no. Gross comes down with it with a rebound for the Glacier. And Swinton will bring the ball up to cut into that lead by the Wolves. The right side, Swinton's out at the top, directing traffic. She wants Gross to come up. She'll put up the shot from about 16, and she's got it. It's a two-pointer as Swinton got that one to go, and she's got 9 points, and it's a 4-point lead by the Wolves. They have the basketball, however. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Dean out at the top, stops, kicks the ball over, almost throws it away, but Campbell's able to quickly come back and get it back to Bean. Three-pointer on the way. This one's going to be a little short. Swinton comes down with it. She's just going to hold it high overhead and save for the rest of her teammates to get down the court. Bean puts the pressure on. I'm not sure why. We're a long ways from the basket. Swinton puts up the shot off the back of the iron. Jensen comes away with it. Larson does, and they're tied up. Alternating possession. Arrow goes through the Wolves with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Back to Jensen. I'm kind of getting a feeling that the Wolves have come out just a little relaxed tonight. They're not really playing with that same intensity they did last night. Ball goes inside to Bean. She turns around, and Autumn Gross comes up and picks up her third personal foul. And that's going to send Bean to the free throw line. And she is 2-for-4 from the line, has 6 points in the ball game. At least Wrangell just doesn't seem to have quite that same intensity here tonight that they did last night. Stewart's going to check in with 25 seconds to go. Autumn can't afford to pick up another foul as she has three. And Autumn sometimes is a little prone to fouling down low, especially if there's a lot of activity. She wants that basketball. Bean gets another one to go. Picks up two easy ones from the free throw line. She's got 8 points, leading score for the Wolves right now. Swinton on the dribble, goes down the left-hand side, back to Paige Wing. She turns around, puts up the shot, in and out, no. Rebound, fought for, controlled by Campbell. She alley-oops to Jensen. She goes up and misses the shot, but it's going to get the foul. Jensen hustled right down and filled that lane on the right-hand side. Campbell saw her, so she gave a little pass out, let the ball bounce. Jensen picked it up, but just not able to quite finish it up as Zanow is going to pick up a foul on that one. That's her first, rolls around, doesn't go, so Jensen misses one from the free throw line, and she's kind of struggling from there. Last night she was 3-for-6, has 5 points in the ball game. 8.9 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Jensen at the free throw line, this one's up and looks good, is. So she picks up another one from the free throw line, and she's got 6 points in the game. Back to Zanow. Zanow takes off with the dribble, and she wanted to get the ball down there. She realized there's
right.
only 6.1 seconds, and she got her feet going faster than the basketball, unfortunately, and now the Wolves are going to have the ball back, and Bailey's coming back into the game, and Wing's going to come out real quick. 6.1 seconds, plenty of time to get the shot off. They go inside to Bean. She puts it up off the back of the iron. No rebound down to Jensen. You can hear the buzzer in the background as Jensen came down with that board, got the shot up. It didn't go in, however. So we're going to finish this third quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears finishing with 20 points, while the Wrangell Wolves finished the quarter ending up with 7 points, extended that lead from 3 points up to 7 points.